All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this special podcast episode. Not just because I'm not talking in German, but rather English, but because I have a special guest here. It's Ryan Serhant. Nice to see you, Ryan.
How are you, man? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm fantastic. It's kind of spontaneous. You know, yesterday night I was on my bed, you know, ready to go to bed at 2:46 a.m. and I just texted you via mail, let's do it. And you were spontaneous enough to do it. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, so this wasn't planned? You were just like laying in bed. You're like, hey, let's do this tomorrow.
I was talking to your team and I was like, man, I gotta follow up on the three F's Ryan taught us. So I grabbed my phone. My girlfriend got mad at me. She's like, put the fucking thing away. I was like, listen, I gotta get Ryan on this podcast. So that's what happened.
Let's do it.
Yeah. For the viewers in Germany that might not know you, I'll just give a quick introduction for everybody. I'm talking to Ryan Serhant. He's the founder of and CEO of Serhant, the most followed and subscribed to real estate brand on this planet. You're the author of two books, working on the third one, right?
Yes.
You're the star of Million Dollar Listing New York on Bravo. And your company does about $1.45 billion in revenue. Is that correct? Last year?
Last year, we did about $2.2 billion in sales, not revenue.
Oh, incredible. So $2.2 billion in sales. I must have picked up a wrong number. I think on your website, you got something like $1.45 billion, but I'm not sure about that. But the reason why we're talking today is because also Ryan is one of the two guest speakers that we have for our exclusive Monaco Masterpiece in May alongside Jordan Belfort. So Ryan, why don't you tell us, are you excited for the Masterpiece in May?
I'm super excited. One, I've never been to Monaco before. And so I think it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. I wish it were tomorrow. I've met Jordan Belfort before, the Wolf. He's amazing. He's a great salesperson, as we all know. I think it's going to be a huge event. I think we're all going to learn a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of networking to do. I think everyone's going to come out of this as literally saying that was probably the greatest event I've ever attended in my entire life.
Yeah, and talking about this event, you know, it's kind of a unique event because we only have 15 attendees in the most exclusive place on the planet with superstars like you and obviously Jordan. So what do you think is going to come out of that with two like minds like yours in such an exclusive circle of entrepreneurs?
Well, it basically makes it incredibly personal. Right. Most events where you're there with hundreds or thousands of other people, you know, I would typically, and I do these all the time all over the world. I get on stage, I give a speech for, you know, 40, 45 minutes. I get off, you know, maybe answer a question or two, take a bunch of photos, and then I'm gone. Right. This is kind of the opposite of that. It's, hey, there's only a handful of you that are here. Anything you want to go through. Your own personal business, right? Questions about me, life, anything you want to go through that you think is going to help make a major difference in your life and your career, we can go through one-on-one. It's basically a masterclass one-on-one with, you know, two of the top salespeople in the world who built their own companies in very different ways. You know, Jordan's got his thing. He's done his thing. He's had his career, right? The ups and downs. I've done things very, very differently and I'm still actively in it today, right? I'm an active salesperson right now in between deals right now. And I will be, I'm sure, when we're all together in Monaco, but it makes it very, very special. Like, when do you get the opportunity to be one-on-one with people like us? Anywhere in the world. And this is that opportunity.
Yeah, fantastic. And talking about Jordan, you mentioned that you guys have a different approach, maybe a slightly different approach. I've seen you guys on podcasts before. You work fantastically well together. What are your thoughts on Jordan? What do you think he does exceptionally well?
He understands human psychology better than anybody, right? That's really what sales is. Understanding sales is understanding how to work with another human being. How do you get them to do something that they were going to do otherwise, but now they're going to do it with you? Or how do you get them to do something that they weren't going to do otherwise and get them to do it with you? And how do you create that urgency, right? So he understands the buyer and the seller mindset, right? At all price points, better than I think anybody. He's built a massive company. right? He's done a lot. You know, obviously we've all seen the movie or read his book or listened to his podcast. So we understand the ups and the downs. And I think also he has a really, really unique sense of failure, right? That I think a lot of us hopefully don't know. And I think it can be really beneficial to talk to somebody who has built the skyscraper and then watch the skyscraper come down. What did they learn on the way up? But also, what did they learn on the way down? And what can you take from that so that you don't make the same mistakes, right? Because it's not always as simple as you think it is, right? There's a lot that goes into building success and then finding failure. And then how do you recover from that? Obviously, Jordan, right, went to prison. Like, you know, no one wants to go to prison, but we all have our own failures. We all lose deals, lose clients, lose accounts, have bad weeks, bad months, bad day, bad years. How do you recover from that and keep moving forward? How do you operate as a salesperson and building a career with blinders on, right? Like a horse. You don't even want to see what the other side is. You just move forward. And he's really great at all that.
Yeah, he actually talked to us about rock bottom, not actually being prison, but rather telling his children that he has to go to prison last year when we met in Monaco. And yeah, he told us about his time in prison where he met Cheech and Chong, one of the two guys that inspired him to actually make this book and then make a movie out of it. I'm not sure if he's told you, probably he did, right? And that's something we learned from him as well.
Yeah, no, he's cool. There's a lot to learn.
Yeah, so in this type of environment, you know, we with Sales Hacks, my business partners and me, we are kind of known in Germany for creating this three-phase model of building businesses. You know, phase one being the $0 to $1 million mark, which we all dream of as a kid, which is basically all about sales, closing deals. Going then into phase two and building teams, you know, building this structure and going into brand. And something that you did in phase three exceptionally well, you know, focusing on brand and people and being a pioneer and innovating. And for our attendees in Monaco, they're all probably like stuck in phase two, looking to get to phase three. How did you manage in your entrepreneurial career to, you know, go from phase two to phase three and become a market leader? Was it brand and people or was it something else?
I mean, you kind of nailed it on the head there. It's a mixture of building up a personal brand that can carry you to the next phase of your life. So building up a brand that speaks to who you want to be 2 years from now, not who you were, mm-hmm. right? Because remember, anytime someone comes into interaction with your brand, they're coming into interaction with something that you thought about and created 6 months ago, a year ago. Like I meet people all the time who are like, oh, I just saw that episode of Million Dollar Listing. And I'm like, which one? You know, and it's an episode from 6 years ago, but that's how they know me now. Right. They now know me as the person they saw on TV in an episode that I filmed 6 years ago. Okay. So thinking about the control you have of your brand to elevate you 2 years into the future so that anytime someone comes into contact with your brand reach in whatever way that is, whether it's physical, whether it's digital, whether it's you, they're seeing who you want to become and not who you were. That's one. And then two was really learning how to use people, the power of leverage. You know how many people I still meet to this day who are like, I can do it better than everybody else. I'm not a good manager. I'm not good with people. No, I got to do it all by myself. Okay. If you think you can do it all by yourself, if you think you're going to be the one in the sports team and it's just you with the ball against everybody else, then go for it. Best of luck. But then you can't complain. You're not allowed to complain when it doesn't work out and it doesn't go your way and you're not making the amount of money you want to make. As long as you have the right controls, systems, and processes, you can grow infinitely beyond your wildest imagination when you learn to use people the right way and have them become branches of your tree, right? They don't have to replace you as the trunk of the tree. They just become branches. Sometimes branches die. Sometimes they fall off. Sometimes they're good. So, but a lot of times they're good, right? If you know how to grow the tree.
I understand. So the main two things that we're going to talk about in Monaco for the attendees is basically building those branches, building the foundation for talented people to come on board, and then how to scale your brand, how to build your brand in the new modern way, because that's obviously something that you're an expert with. You went from television, then to social media. Now you're dominating there. So I'm pretty sure all our attendees will be very, very happy to learn what you have in mind.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting transition for me because I doing television around the world for many, many years, is one very specific type of lead generation, but it's very general, mm-hmm. right? Like you do a TV show, who knows who's going to see it? Who knows who's going to email you? When was the last time, other than me, when was the last time, you or anyone who's watching this or listening to this right now, you watched a TV show and you said, I'm going to reach out to that person? Very rarely, right? Social is personal. Social, you can reach out while watching because you can leave a comment. You can hit send message, send a DM across all platforms. I've been able to do so much more business through social than I ever could have done on TV. And they're two separate audiences. I meet people on the street and they're like, oh, I love you on TikTok. Your videos are awesome. The properties. Like, oh, I've been on a TV show for 10 years around the world. Did you ever see it? And they're like, no, I don't have TV. So it's different people, right? It's different people. There's different ways of reaching your audience. And social gives you that ability to have that control. And I built up now I have a 40-person social team, right, called Studios, Sirhan Studios. And we've really been able to try to perfect what is content to commerce for whatever it is you sell in 2023 and beyond. And how do you build that as a machine to make you more money? And we'll go through that too.
Understand. I can't wait to show you Monaco. It's my favorite place on this planet.
I'm
excited to see it.
I'm confused that you've never been to Monaco because you're the expert in real estate luxury. So
I know, dude, I get stuck in New York, travel, only so much.
Yeah, maybe Emilia and Zina will agree to come to Monaco instead of Greece for one time. Maybe that's then a great opportunity for them to see something else.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Thanks, man. I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be great.
It'll be fantastic. We're looking forward to have you there. Thank you, Ryan. And you have a great day, mate.
Of course.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.